You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilwe Moloto on Breakfast.
All right, at 7:23, let's continue with the coverage, or at least with our interviews with respect to Parliament and, I guess, the finger-pointing, the blame games. We've heard now from the DA how they feel about where Patricia Diddle stands. As I understand it, through the PFMA, which is, of course, the Public Finance Management Act, the people who are actually responsible for the assets within a particular department are the Directors General and Deputy Directors General. Those are the people who actually, when we speak about responsibilities as they are the delegation of authority, that's where I was going with that, with 82,000 buildings within that portfolio, it is actually the DGs, but regardless of that, that's in the government arm. With respect to the public, Zandile Mafe is a name that has become sadly very well known, and in what many believe is a deflection of attention. He is the gentleman who has been charged by the state with a charge of terrorism, my goodness, at the same time as previously being accused of theft as well as some kind of arson, and beginning the fire that took place at Parliament on the 2nd of January. Representing him, pro bono, by the way, Luvuyo Golda joins me now. He's his attorney. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Luvuyo. Thank you so how are you this morning, rather?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Refilwe, and yourself?
I'm great. How is Zandile doing?
Zandile is doing well.
He's
still holding up, and tomorrow, at least, it's a question of a few hours now before we get to court and get a determination with respect to his mental assessment order made by Magistrate Court.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about that, because that one is of great, human as well as legal interest to me. Why we find ourselves here, and why I'm asking whether his well is, of course, as we heard from Advocate Dalim Pofu, Zandile was intending, Mr. Mafe rather, was intending on undertaking a hunger strike in response to the state's assertion that he had paranoid schizophrenia on the basis of a psychiatric or psychological evaluation that he and yourselves as a legal team are not aware of. Please just take us back there and help us understand how we came to that.
It came as a surprise to ourselves. Remember, his first appearance was on the 4th of January, and nothing was mentioned about the assessment by District Sergeant. And the remand was up until the 11th for bail application, the 11th of January. And during the week on the 7th, we wrote correspondence to the state advising them to be ready as well. In fact, it was reminding them and also requesting them to complete the charge sheet, which was not completed. And nothing was raised about that medical certificate from a district surgeon. And only when we came to court on the 11th to proceed with bail application, it came as a surprise. 15 minutes before we started the court, the state said, we are not running a bail. Instead, we are bringing this application in terms of Section 7778, referring Mr. Mafe to mental hospital. Now, it was a shock of the world to us because we never expected that. No one ever raised that. And they came up with a certificate dated the 3rd, meaning that before his first appearance. So it was a shock to us. Now, we felt that on those basis, really, it's not fair. You cannot, and the court did not even interrogate or had any interaction with Mr. Mafe in order to determine that. It did not even ask, where does this come from? And there was an additional charge as well. Surprises and surprises. The 11th of January was full of surprises in court.
Can I please ask about the constitutionality of having a psychiatric evaluation undertaken on, pardon me, that I'm unaware of and that my legal team is unaware of? Is that legal?
In fact, this is why we even bring a review application. It's not legal. However, someone can be referred to mental institution, but there ought to be a procedure followed. For instance, there ought to be someone from the family saying, no, this chap has got a mental problem. Then the state would take it from there. It's so unusual and abnormal and very surprising for a state that had never consulted with the accused person to simply address the court and say, this person is not a mental fit. Mm. And the court, without entertaining as well, would simply say, yeah, I'm looking at him, I'm of that view, then he must be referred. It's so unlawful and unconstitutional, more especially if you litigate by surprises. Chap came to court to bring bail application, which is one of the crucial procedures one can embark on, at least to restore his or her liberty that has been curtailed by the arrest. Now, when you push that person and deny that person a right to bring bail application, it becomes unconstitutional.
All right. But you say you're looking forward to court tomorrow. There was an urgent bail application that had been brought for last Saturday, this one that just passed. What is happening in court tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it will be a review application because the court we want the court to determine whether that procedure was lawful or unlawful, because we challenge and the state on the other end is saying, no, there is nothing unbecoming about that procedure. So tomorrow we will only be entertaining Section 77 order which was made by the magistrate court, whether a proper procedure was followed that would make the process free and fair. Now, on Saturday, the coming Saturday, we will be dealing with
the bail application.
Bail application. Yeah.
I see. In the meantime, Mr. Mafe remains in Valkenburg Hospital under mental observation. And does his hunger strike continue?
In fact, for today, we can say he will remain in that hospital. But if tomorrow the court grants an order and say, no, look, that was unlawful and unconstitutional, immediately he will have to remand it to Paul's, not there, because even though the conditions might be a little bit fair at Valkenburg Hospital than Paul's, but however, he would be unlawful if the court makes an order that referral was unlawful and unconstitutional. Then what will happen thereafter? Then on Saturday, if maybe if the order is in his favor, he would be remanded to Bolsno, but he will still not be available on Saturday. But however, the judges will give directives if maybe he will be required to be in court. However, one thing I would like to share with you is that we have been advised as well, and is on record, that our client tested positive when he was tested.
For COVID-19.
Now, it makes it impossible now to bring him in court. Surely there will be some arrangements that will have to be made. Then I will bring that to the attention of the court so that alternative arrangements can be made, be it virtually, he gives he takes a stand and give evidence.
Mr. Gordla, just for the sake of certainty, positive for COVID-19?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this. Obviously, the court proceedings tomorrow with respect to this review application and, of course, the bail application on Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us, representing Mr. Sandile Mafe, who has been accused by the state of terrorism and of arson with respect to Parliament. Mr. Luvuyo Gordla is his attorney. 7:32, my apologies.